For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit to block President Trump's latest efforts to impose illegal tariffs on American consumers and businesses. The case challenges President Trump's most recent efforts to increase tariffs worldwide without congressional approval. Call stated there are two reasons to move forward with this lawsuit. The first is affordability for Americans.
A report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, researchers there in their analysis recently found that nearly 90% of the cost of tariffs in 2025 were paid by American consumers and businesses. So these tariffs really are a tax on the American people, and that includes families in Wisconsin, and I'm proud to be fighting against it.
The second reason for the lawsuit is to argue that the president does not have the authority he thinks he has.
There was a prior suit filed by a number of states that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court recently struck down the tariffs that President Trump had previously imposed. Rather than accepting that and moving on from the tariffs, though, the president promptly imposed new tariffs, citing a new authority that he purports gives him the basis to put these tariffs in place. What we are arguing in this suit is that the president doesn't have the authority he claims to have, and that these tariffs that he's recently imposed are being unlawfully imposed on the American people, just as the prior set of tariffs were. I am confident that this case will move forward, and I believe we've got strong arguments. And so we are hopeful that this case will deliver real relief for consumers and businesses in Wisconsin and around the country.
The complaint not only contends that these actions by the Trump administration violate the law, but upend constitutional separation of powers and violate the Administrative Procedure Act. Family Promise of Grant County has been serving families in need for 10 years, but is in need of new members to join its board of directors. The nonprofit helps homeless and low-income families with children achieve sustainable independence through a community-based response. Passionate community members ready to help guide its next chapter are needed. For 10 years, the organization has partnered with congregations, volunteers, and local service providers to offer shelter, case management, life skills, training, and long-term stabilization support. Family Promise welcomes applications from anyone who believes in strengthening opportunities for families. Skills and experience in the following areas are especially valuable: social services, education, or family support programs, finance or accounting, fundraising, donor relations or grant writing, marketing or public relations, legal expertise, nonprofit governance or community engagement, or faith-based partnerships. Board members are asked to attend board meetings, serve on at least one committee, support fundraising and community outreach, and advocate for Family Promise's mission throughout Grant County. New board members will have the unique opportunity to shape the organization's goals for the next 10 years, strengthen programs that help families move from crisis to stability, build on a decade of community partnerships and volunteer support, and contribute to long-term strategic planning and expansion. Those interested in serving can request a packet by calling Bev Dahl at 608-723-2125 or email beverly.dahl@wisc.edu. More information about Family Promise of Grant County, Inc. is available at familypromiseofgrantcounty.com. Wisconsin's U.S. senators split on a procedural vote on a bipartisan resolution to block the Trump administration from continued hostilities against Iran. Senate Republicans on Wednesday blocked an effort by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul and Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine to force action on the measure. The vote to advance the resolution failed 47-53, with Madison Democrat Tammy Baldwin voting to move it forward, and Oshkosh Republican Ron Johnson joining all Republicans except Paul to block it. Baldwin, in a floor speech Monday, called the war, which has led to the death of six American service members in Kuwait, reckless and illegal. In an interview on Newsmax, Johnson said, "There's no way we can have 535 commanders-in-chief," referring to House and Senate efforts to invoke a provision of the 1973 War Powers Act. The U.S. House had a vote on war funding scheduled for Thursday. A man who set fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office is sentenced to prison. 20-year-old Caden Stakowicz read a statement prior to being sentenced Thursday. Stakowicz, who was angry over the Wisconsin Republicans' vote in support of a TikTok ban, said he was suicidal and planned on dying when he set the fire. Stakowicz, who previously pleaded no contest to arson for the January 2025 fire, said he wants to turn his life around. He'll have time to do that during his 7-year prison term. Stakowicz was also sentenced to 7 years extended supervision. Wisconsin Cheese fans will have to wait at least 2 more years for another shot at the world title. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association reports no cheeses from the state cracked the top 20 in this year's World Championship Cheese Contest. 7 of the finalists come from Switzerland. 2 U.S. cheeses made the final cut. President Donald Trump fired his Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, on Thursday at a scheduled press conference to discuss the latest lawsuit on Trump's tariffs on Thursday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call had this to say when asked about Noem's firing.
I'm glad to see that Kristi Noem was replaced. I think that the Trump administration needs to go further, though, and replace Stephen Miller as well. What happened in Minnesota should never be happening in any community in our country. In her testimony recently, I think it was made very clear that Secretary Noem had lost the trust of a number of folks in Congress. We need somebody who is going to restore credibility to the work being done at the Department of Homeland Security, who is going to follow the law, ensure that the Department of Homeland Security complies with the law. And one thing that is critically important for me as AG is, you know, my administration has worked closely with federal partners to protect public safety over a number of years and across administrations. And one thing that's been really concerning about the Trump administration is that in a lot of cases, the administration has not been working collaboratively with state agencies like ours. And DHS is one of the places we've seen a problem. So I am hopeful that we will have somebody who takes a fundamentally different approach at DHS and works collaboratively.
Trump made the announcement on social media 2 days after Kristi Noem faced intense questioning on Capitol Hill from both Republicans and Democrats. Amtrak service will roll into Madison earlier than expected. A senior director with Amtrak now says the plan is to bring passenger rail service to the capital city by 2030, at least a couple years earlier than planned. Amtrak plans on connecting Madison to Milwaukee and Chicago, and eventually the Twin Cities. The question now, where to build the train station. Madison hasn't had regularly scheduled passenger rail service since 1971.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 an hour. For tipped workers like restaurant servers, it's $2.33 an hour. Now, some Wisconsin Democrats are proposing raising the state's minimum wage to $20 an hour by 2030. State Senator Kelda Royce, who's also running for governor, said in a press conference that at least 1 million workers can't afford basic needs like housing, childcare, or health care. Sabrina Prochaska, who works in the service industry, said her pay is $15.81 per hour, and it isn't enough, especially as the cost of living and health care costs are rising. The proposed bill would increase the state minimum wage to $15 an hour immediately. It would then increase $1.25 each year until 2030, when it would reach $20 an hour. The measure is unlikely to advance during this legislative session. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit. This one is over federal changes to the childhood vaccine schedule. Attorney General Josh Call joins the governor of Pennsylvania and attorneys general from 14 other states in the suit that challenges the Trump administration's decision to remove several vaccines, including rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, and COVID-19. State health leaders report responding to measles cases in 2025 and 2026, including 1936 in late 2025. Officials say all of those cases involved unvaccinated people. Speaking of the highly contagious viral infection called measles, numerous Wisconsin health organizations are encouraging vaccination after recent confirmed cases in the state. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
All individuals eligible for vaccination should confirm their vaccination status by reviewing their records or by receiving the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, commonly called the MMR vaccine. Cases have been increasing across North America recently, largely due to decrease in immunization rates in children after the disease was considered eliminated for decades. It spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or breathes and can linger for up to 2 hours. It is so contagious that approximately 9 in 10 unvaccinated individuals exposed to the virus can be expected to develop infection. While most people with measles experience high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and eventually a diffuse rash, it can lead to more serious issues like pneumonia, brain swelling, and even death. Complications are more common in younger and older individuals, as well as those with compromised immune systems.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin companies are going to court over tariffs tied to President Donald Trump's trade policies. Kohl's, Milwaukee Tool, and several manufacturers want refunds for import taxes they say were collected illegally. The lawsuits don't give dollar figures, but companies argue the tariffs hurt business and created uncertainty. One CEO says most firms just want clear, consistent trade rules. The legal fight comes as new global tariffs are again being debated in Washington. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow visited western Wisconsin on Wednesday, seeking to drum up support for the Democratic candidates who are challenging the incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. Civic Media's James Kelly was there.
Congressman Crow's town hall at the Chippewa Valley Museum covered a wide range of topics, most notably issues like ensuring veterans are taken care of properly, protecting access to health care, and the effects of tariffs. Asked about some differences between the ways tariffs are affecting Wisconsin residents and residents in his home district, Congressman Crow highlighted soybean farmers.
The soybean farmers have been hit particularly hard by tariffs. You're talking with some of the farm groups have told me that a lot of these farms haven't received orders in 5 months or more, right? And orders are just starting to trickle in. People can't afford that. Family farms simply cannot afford that, and they're going under.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Traveling is set to get a little easier in Wisconsin as bus service is scaled up. The Department of Transportation and operators like Lamers and Greyhound announced updates to the statewide routes, including new connections and more reliable schedules. One of the biggest changes is the addition of a new route between La Crosse and Green Bay. A couple Midwest schools rank first and second among the public universities in the United States in Time Magazine's list of the world's top universities of 2026. The University of Michigan is 9th overall on the list and is the number one public university in the United States. The number two public university in the U.S. and 20th overall worldwide is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The magazine looked at academic strength, economic impact, innovation, and global engagement as it ranked the top 500 universities across the globe. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers head to the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers awarded the 5th seed in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play at the United Center in Chicago when they face either Washington or USC this Thursday afternoon at 1:30. Greg Gard, proud of his team's 97-93 win at number 15th ranked Purdue.
We got Purdue's best, and I think Purdue got our best. Obviously, our ability to move the ball offensively, create 19 assists on 29 baskets. When we're playing well together, we're really, really good.
NBA. The Bucks get blown out at home by the Magic, 130-91. They'll host the Suns tomorrow night. NFL. The Packers signed center Sean Ryan to a 3-year contract and trade for Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin, who led the league in combined tackles in 2024.
Honestly, I was tired of being denied. Just a lot more work, a lot more hours put in to try to make that next step to try to be one of the best in the game.
That's the new Packers linebacker Zaire Franklin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Not windy, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 in a few spots here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some rain showers and thunderstorms. By later in the afternoon, our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.